Let's talk about Solomon, Mr. Thomas. No, first name Thomas, last name Solomon. Solomon, 10/29/51, 74-year-old gentleman currently in hospice with COPD. Period. In the paragraph, this is a 74-year-old gentleman appears much older than stated age. Has had significant weight loss in the past 2 weeks or two past 4 weeks. Period. In the paragraph, patient's MAC has dropped even half a centimeter from the week ago. It's at 26 now. Period. Patient is has severe COPD, corpulmonal. He's very thin. Has protein calorie malnutrition. He is tachycardic, short of breath, confused. He has severe pain, which he takes Tylenol number 3, 4. He also has a history of seizure disorder, which is, history of anxiety, depression, and seizure, which he takes Lamictal for. Other medication includes hydroxyzine, 25 milligram for anxiety, Protonix, 40 milligram for reflux, Metformin, 500 milligram twice a day for his diabetes. His blood sugar is well controlled. Metoprolol ER, 100 milligram, half a tablet a day for blood pressure. And Cymbalta, 30 milligram once a day for anxiety. Patient has a history of atrial fibrillation, which he takes Eliquis for 5 milligram twice a day. And BPH, which he takes Flomax. No, blood pressure. Also, for his hypertension, he also takes Telmisartan, Telmisartan, 40 milligram once a day. He's very confused. His cholesterol is controlled with Crestor, 10 milligram at 1 milligram a day. He also has pain issues, along which he takes gabapentin for 600 milligram 3 times a day, along with Tylenol number 3. He's on iron for iron deficiency anemia as well, period. In the paragraph, he used to be a chef. He lives with his sister, Wanda, who tells me that he's had tremendous change in his mental status. He's confused. He's no longer oriented to a person, place, or time. At times, he knows his name, but that's about it. He's O2 dependent. He is, today, his O2 sat was 86% on room air with a pulse of 110, period. His blood pressure was 105 over 77. He's blind. He also suffers from diabetes, COPD, which was mentioned, hypertension, and chronic pancreatitis. Last hospitalization was for exacerbation of COPD, abdominal pain, and chronic pancreatitis. And period. Patient's family is having a hard time taking care of him at home. They're looking into a nursing home, would like the help of the hospital social worker to get them arranged that as soon as possible. Of course, he's ADL dependent, total, and he wears adult diapers because of his bowel and bladder incontinent, period. This hypoxemia is causing his change in mental status as well as his history of dementia, period. Patient has a high risk of fall. And has a tendency to, and the family has it, and encourages him to walk, period. He uses his nebulizer 4 times a day because he gets very short of breath very easily. 4 times a day and PRN, period. Miss Wanda, his sister, tells me that they've exhausted all possibilities and nursing home may be the next step, that they're trying to do their best to help keep patient at home with the help of hospice aides and nurses. His FAST score is at 7A, let's say 7B, period. Part of the mental status changes is related to his hypoxemia as well as his chronic dementia. And as well as history of chronic pancreatitis, which can affect his mental status. Overall prognosis remains quite poor. Patient most likely has less than 6 months to live. I encourage the family to try to help him wear his oxygen most of the time since he's so hypoxic without it. Again, 84 to 86% at best today, which I'm sure drops tremendously with any type of walk-in. Oh, by the way, his KPS is at 40%. Again, MAC is at 26 with a drop in 0.5 centimeter, as was mentioned. Thank you.